Listen, karma is real. Karma is a real thing. You just, it may take a day, it may take 5 days, it may take 5 years, it may take a lifetime. We may never see it. This whole like, women should empower women. Yeah, we just,
well, it's kind of like the chicks that come to our site and they're like, I can't believe you call yourselves chicks. That's so demeaning.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Can I get a little bit of that common sense?
We've been getting a lot of questions lately in our Facebook Live videos about where the whore shorts story originates.
Because I call her whore shorts when I do my Bernie Sanders impression. I always say, hey, whore shorts, come over here. Because I'm asking once again for your financial support. And right. And your shorts are very whorey. You look like a whore.
So
I always call her that. Like, I always call her whore shorts. And they're like, oh my God, because I've called her whore shorts forever.
Oh my
and
God.
I practically forgot because, you know, I lovingly refer to you as whore shorts because, you know, you look like a whore. You just look like a giant.
I mean, it's very loving.
Just like an old, sweet whore. That's why I remember it. And then you this morning, you're like, no, remember the story.
The story
of why
is good.
You lovingly refer to me as whore shorts. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I do.
It's a timeless story.
It is, you
and
guys.
Everybody needs to know it.
It's so great.
Because it does sort of shine a spotlight on a number of different very timely topics.
Mm-hmm.
The first of which is the various sorts of hate mail that we get, not from necessarily liberals, although we get a lot of that too.
We do.
But from fellow conservatives,
yep,
who are very, very judgy.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to do with that. It has to do with the Me Too movement.
Yep, it does.
It's a story that crosses all kinds of different topics, but mostly it will help give some color to where whore shorts came from.
Yeah, and give you a little bit of background into a day in the life
right,
of the chicks.
So back in 2012, we had our very, very first like official photo shoot, or one of them. I think, it was 2012 that we had our first official photo shoot.
I'm pretty sure this was like, well, that we had one in 2010, but it was, you know, we were throwing crap up in the air and it was like we were very business suit, you know, and it was
right,
a little different. It was right after I gave birth to my daughter. And so we were a little more buttoned up in that one, wearing sweaters. It was pretty cold.
Yeah,
It was in December and it was cold. And so we were dressed for the cold weather. And so it wasn't anything that people would say, you look like whores.
Right, because we had lots of layers.
Yeah, there were layers.
But this particular photo shoot, we wanted to revamp our website, give it a rebranding, a refreshing, if you will, because we do that from time to time.
And it was July.
Yeah, it was
July. I remember it was July, and it was hot, you guys. It was hot. I mean, it doesn't get hot very often here in Indy, but when it does, we dress accordingly.
Right. And for me, that means shorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she
wears shorts.
Shorts.
I don't. Because I just don't like shorts, but she wears shorts and she looks good in shorts.
I wear them all the time because that is, you know,
that's just what she does.
That's what I wear
she
in the
shorts.
Summer.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So we decided that, you know, there were a couple different outfit changes for the photo shoot, but one of them, you're wearing like a cute little dress and I'm wearing a top and a pair of shorts.
Yeah. I'm a dress girl and she's a shorts girl. This is just how we roll. Yeah.
So that was one of the pictures that we had posted on our website. And we actually posted several on our Facebook page as well. And we get this drive-by comment from a conservative, a fellow conservative. Are we naming her?
We can call her Shannon.
Okay.
You want to call her Shannon?
We can call her Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon, who apparently she had her own blog at the time. And she was very disappointed in the fact that I was such a whore.
So, well, really, that we both were.
Yeah, that's right.
It's really that we both were. She didn't like the way either one of us looked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she made sure to tell us all about it. So she commented on our Facebook page and said, come on, chicks. I really enjoy your commentary, but is this what a conservative woman must do to get young readers? Look, either we have a real message or we don't. But prostituting ourselves for their attention is just sad. Please choose another strategy.
Yeah.
So
I wrote her back. I wrote her back and I said, Shannon, so enlighten me on how getting our picture taken for our website fully clothed and not a trace of sexual activity anywhere in the photo is somehow equal to us having actual sex for money. Mock wanted me to just say screw you and then ban you, but I'm seriously intrigued by the correlation that you've made here and would like to hear your explanation. I'm listening, Daisy.
Yeah. So that's when the shit went down for real.
Yeah, it did go down for real. And then it got interesting after that. It got really interesting for about 5 years.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So she wrote a big, giant diatribe, Shanna did, on her own Facebook page in response to a post that I did complaining about the fact that conservatives, and especially conservative women, should not waste their time tearing each other down, right? Mm-hmm. I did a post about that at chicksontheright.com, and I was like, why are we doing this? And the picture, by the way, of you in your dress and me in my shorts was of us sitting next to each other on like a little couchy thing hugging. Right?
Yeah, like we had our arms around each other and we're sort of hugging each other.
I mean, it's not sexual at all. It's just a very sorority type of picture.
And I had a dress on that I would wear it to work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about as low cut as what I'm wearing right now.
Which is a V-neck.
And
it's literally just a V-neck.
I have zero cleavage. So there's nothing to see. I mean, you could see the same amount of stuff on a 14-year-old boy. So get bent, lady. Yeah.
So essentially that's what I said in the original post. Well, she saw it and she took to her own Facebook page, Shanna did, and she said, and I quote, "Wow, the chicks on the right have lost their minds because I questioned their bubble-blowing, uber leg-bearing marketing strategy. I don't think blowing pink bubbles and acting silly along with this leg-obsessed photo, note the camera angle, are the right thing to represent chicks on the right. These guys or chicks owe me an apology because I've had nothing but respect for them." This is after she basically calls us prostitutes.
Yeah, you're basically whores. You whores. You giant whores with your like leg grease.
Yeah. Then she started saying that we greased our legs.
Yeah. We just put moisturizer on them and they looked really nice. And they looked pretty good in those photos. You know,
they looked all right.
Listen, I like those photos because they were from years ago. And as every year goes on, I look fondly upon old pictures. Because we look better and better in those pictures as I get older. That's all.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So it got out of control. Like, you've just heard a little bit of some of the, because she goes on for
about
pages.
Yeah, about how the photographer had to go down to crotch level and all this. I mean, it was just, she was pretty bad. So basically, we're horrible, horrible people for having our picture taken sitting on a couch in
fully
a dress
clothed.
And a pair of shorts, putting with our arms around each other because we're friends. This is what we do. And
we're sexy
little kittens was another thing that she said. We were sexy little. Sexy little kittens, yeah.
She then took to her own blog to write a huge diatribe about us, claiming that we hated men. That was the first thing that she said. And then she closed it by saying, "So, chicks, you can keep your snark, your leg grease, and your bubble gum. Good luck to you. I will stay on the road less taken. Not glamorous, but I believe in it." As if she's somehow just so much holier than us.
She's better.
Right?
She's just better. Yeah, she's up on her high horse at this point.
So then, fast forward, right? About 5 years, because this was in 2012. So fast forward to 2017. And this was when we had our full-time writers still with us.
Yeah.
And we were talking about an upcoming photo shoot that we were going to have with them, because it was time to rebrand our website. And this was going to be their first participation in the photo shoot. And I wanted them, because they were young at the time. I mean, they're still young. And they were not experienced with the level of hatred that we've grown accustomed to.
Yeah.
So I wanted to warn them. And so we were in our little Facebook chat and I was like, "Listen, just so you know, once we post these pictures,
people are going to come at you.
Mm-hmm. Who knows what they're going to say? Yeah. We can't begin to predict it because people are so weird,
but just know that it's going to happen."
Yeah.
Like, prepare yourself for the onslaught of comments you're going to get, because you're going to get nice comments, but people are awful and people have this keyboard bravado and they're going to be dicks. Okay. They're just going to be that way. They're going to say stuff about your face and your body, and you just need to, and they're, you know, these girls are younger. And so we're used to it, but we just wanted to make sure, because, you know, we are very protective. We're like mama bears, and we just wanted to make sure that they were ready for some of the bad comments, too.
Well,
we wanted to shield them from it, but you can't shield them from it, you know?
We just wanted to prepare them mentally for the fact that this was going to happen. And in that conversation, what was so amazing is that one of our writers, Hannah, actually remembered the whole escapade with Shannon.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was like, "Oh, my God, I totally remember the leg grease and the shorts and all of that
and
stuff.
And the bubble gum and the, you guys are whores." And your
totally
whore
remembered.
Shorts, yeah.
So then the very next day, you found link to an article about Shannon losing a lawsuit that she had filed or that was filed against her for defamation because on her website, she accused an Army colonel of raping her back when they were both at West Point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was about to become Brigadier General. That all went to crap as soon as these allegations came out.
Yeah, his career was ruined.
And she didn't ever go to the police. She just decided to name him basically for the first time
now,
with this allegation.
In present day times.
Yeah, yeah. Just a few years back. Mm-hmm. So he was like, uh-uh, you're not going to get to do that.
Yeah.
Filed a defamation suit against her. And then the link that you sent me that very next day after we were talking to the girls about photo shoots was a story about how she lost that lawsuit to the tune of $8.4 million.
With an M. Yeah, so she, yeah, and she, now, she was on, like, Inside Edition, she had to go on, like, all, she didn't have to, but she was on all these shows and everything, talking about how this totally happened, and, but the jury unanimously was like, no.
Well, and that was the greatest part about it. So this guy, just to give you some background about the guy that she accused, highly decorated colonel, did tours in Iraq and, and Afghanistan. He was about to be promoted, as I said. And then he was told by the Pentagon, this was back in the summer of 2013, that this chick Shannon accused him of raping her 30 years ago.
30 years.
When they were at West Point, and that there was an investigation. And he was like, wait, what?
Like, he probably, I'm sure he was probably like, who?
What?
Yeah.
Right, because I think she dropped out. I think she dropped out
of West Point, yeah.
Yeah. And so by the spring of 2014, they were still doing these investigations. He was removed from consideration, so he didn't even get his promotion, nor was he considered for it.
Yeah.
And then he was like, screw this, I'm retiring from the military. Now he works as a pilot. And then he was pissed, and rightly so, because this is what happens, right? Women just decide to, like, make these allegations.
From 30 years ago. And it was, listen, it was around that time when people were starting to do that, right? It was around that time where, like, you know, this was becoming like a thing. And she did that. And
yeah.
It was her against him. She said, he said thing. Mm-hmm. And it was a believe all women thing. And so she thought, okay, well, you know, I'm going to do this. And so she did. And what sucks is that he could have been general.
Yeah. Well, and this trial, there was a jury trial. There were four women, three men on the jury. It took them less than 3 hours to determine that not only did they side with him, they emphatically sided with him and awarded him the $8.4 million in damages. And specifically, she had been ordered to pay him $3.4 million in compensatory damages for ruining his reputation. Mm-hmm. And causing him to lose wages because he ended up, of course, having to retire.
But it still doesn't give him his reputation back.
No. And then another $5 million in punitive damages.
Yeah.
And she won't pay that because she doesn't have that kind of money.
Yeah.
But it was determined, like the WAPO, when they were reporting about it, they were saying that the judgment would end up being around $2.3 million. And she's going to have to come up with some sort of way
to pay it.
Now, she appealed. I don't know where that is. I'm pretty sure it's not going to help her because it was a unanimous decision. There was no question about it. And in fact, her own family testified against her.
Which is not good.
No, it's not.
You don't want that.
Mm-mm.
And it makes you kind of wonder, like what's happening there.
One of the jurors said, and I quote, "Honestly, we thought who was telling the truth was too obvious to even be discussing. We held a vote. Everybody believed the colonel. The only argument was how big the damages were going to be."
Yeah.
And so you have often told me, like, when there's stuff that is going on with terrible people.
Yeah, I say karma. Listen, karma is real. Karma is a real thing. It may take a day. It may take 5 days. It may take 5 years. It may take a lifetime. We may never see it. It may be something that happens with that person in the next, like, they may have to answer to God, you know?
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll see it. And then when all this happened, you looked at me and you were like, oh yeah, it's real. Karma's real, you know?
And it's probably like evil of me to be this gleeful about it, but I can't help it. I just can't. She was so horrendously awful.
Mm-hmm.
And what's even more amazing about it is that she didn't stop fighting with us. I didn't realize this until years later.
No.
But as I was looking into this whole lawsuit, I went back to her blog, which I'd completely forgotten about in the 5 years that passed. I completely forgot about it. But then I decided I'm going to go back and see if that post about us is still there, like what else has been going on. And it turns out she had been replying to comments all through that entire 5 years within, that we had completely forgotten about.
It was almost like a crusade against, you know, just because she was just, it was terrible. It was just terrible stuff. Yeah. And this, we've never seen one that's been quite as ridiculous as this, but we've seen some crazy out there with people just not, it's conservatives against conservatives and really women. A lot of women who are just really bitchy against other women. And I've never quite understood that because women, this whole like women should empower women. Yeah, we just.
Well, it's kind of like the chicks that come to our site and they're like, I can't believe you call yourselves chicks. That's so demeaning.
Yeah.
It's like, seriously?
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Focus on something else. Yeah. And then also, you know, this whole, the whole notion of her accusing him of something that he probably didn't do is we've seen a lot of that over the past couple of years, a whole lot of that, and a whole lot of men being accused of things and having, like, you know, men who are in college who are accused of things. I'm talking about university level men, I'd say men, 18, 19, 20 year old dudes who are accused of stuff. And then they find themselves leaving college. They find themselves, their lives are uprooted and ruined over accusations that may or may not be true. And I, you know, I feel for you because you have a boy.
I know. God, it worries me so much about how vicious women can be. Mm-hmm. And I hate that that's the messaging that I have to say to my kid, is to warn him about how cunning and just conniving women can be.
Women can do that,
And how manipulative.
And listen, we're not saying that not all women do that.
Right.
I mean, listen, rape happens. Sexual assault is real, obviously. That is also rampant, right? But then there are women like this who, and women, you know, there are women like her who will get out there and accuse men of horrible things when they did no such thing, or they are proven to have done no such thing, and then their reputations are ruined. And that's awful. I mean, it's just awful. If they didn't do that, think about it. Even if they're asking for money, or, you know, if they're suing for defamation and they get something, it doesn't help their reputation. That guy could have been a general.
Yeah.
And I just think that totally sucks. I mean, it's, you can give him money, but that's not what he wanted. You know, that's not what he wanted. And can you imagine what his family went through? Just, I can't.
I know.
I can't.
You know,
imagine.
I found him. I reached out to him on Twitter, I think, when all this was going down, because I saw that, I think his wife handled their Twitter account.
Yeah.
Because I kept seeing this account retweeting the articles about the story, and I thought it was just really interesting. And so I found him and I reached out and I wanted, I you know, I don't know where he stands politically, but I was like, listen, more power to you for fighting back, because it's, there's not enough men that have the courage, really, to go through that whole process and drag that, you know, the whole court process. It's expensive. I'm
it's
sure
totally
he
expensive.
Spent a ton of money to do it.
Yeah.
But he did it, and because he knew it was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And the jury was, the jury, which, you know, kind of included Shannon's sister and brother who testified against her, they were like, this woman is full of crap. This did not happen.
Yeah.
And she's going to pay, because that needs to send a message to all the other women who just think, well, I was passed out and really drunk, and so I don't remember what happened, but I'm just going to say that this guy raped me.
Yeah, right.
You don't get to do that.
I mean, because that affects him. It affects everything that he's worked for in his career. It affects his family. I mean, think about his wife, his children. And then, you know what? It also affects her. I imagine it probably affected her husband and her children. There are long lasting effects and ripple effects. I mean, why would she put her family through that? That's, it's gross.
And it's funny too, that even in that, because we rewatched a clip of the story. It was just a 3-minute clip on Inside Edition where they interviewed not only the colonel and his wife, but also Shannon.
Yeah.
And in that clip, she like totally screws up her own story in just the short time that she's interviewed, because she says that she asked him for a lift home from a party and that she passed out because she was so drunk. She passed out in the car and then also remembers being raped by him.
Yeah.
So and either, like, you're unconscious.
Exactly.
Or you're not.
And that was that was literally like a 15-second clip. So I can only imagine what happened in the courtroom.
I mean, you can't. Yeah. If she contradicts herself in a 15-second clip, I don't even want to know what the court case was.
It was crazy. This whole thing was crazy. So it was just really interesting. And it was just one of the things that's happened to us in, you know, in the past 12 years, and I'm just shake my head and I go, wow, some of the stuff that we've seen.
But we got to read one more comment that she made back in July of 2017. This was right before she got the judgment filed against her.
Okay.
This is what she said about us, because she was still talking about us 5 years later. She said,
five years later,
because she was responding to a comment on her website. She said, they dress like prostitutes. Isn't that what the godless do? They are mean, low down, and carry themselves like tawdry tarts of the street.
Oh my God.
This is what she's saying about it. They encourage the sexual admiration of sweaty men.
Not just regular men, but the sweaty men. They have to be sweating, you guys.
Yeah. Of any standard, men who have no interest whatsoever in politics. Oh. I've never seen them rebuke a single man for their scandalous comments. Oh. Those two love to say, hey, we can't control what our readers say. I say nonsense. Of course you can. I do. They know they're cheap. Their readers are cheap. That's fine with me. The readers who like that kind of cheap thriller on the wide road to hell, and those two harlots are leading the way.
We're in the front, leading the way on that wide highway to hell.
Oh my God.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God.
You know, I am kind of cheap. I will give her that. I'm really cheap.
My favorite part was when she would say, I never visit their site and I don't ever think about them. Meanwhile, there's like pages of comments about us over the past 5 years.
It's crazy.
I was remembering this because we got the question from the people in our Facebook Live who were asking where Whore Shorts came from. And I looked today and she has vanished the interwebs.
But her memory lives forever in the fact that I always call Mock Whore Shorts. Because I will always love calling her that. If she never crossed our path, we would not have that warm and loving moniker for you.
I know. And I wouldn't get to hear it in Bernie Sanders' voice.
Yeah, because I mean, and Bernie says it the best, right? Because you are a dirty, dirty, godless whore.
Because I wear shorts in July.
Because you wear shorts when it's warm outside. God didn't want you to wear shorts.
I guess not.
God wanted you to wear really long,
I didn't know that,
wool pants.
I was unaware of the rule.
Wool pants in the summer. That's what he wanted.
I wrote about this, of course, when the judgment came down. I wrote a big, giant post about this at chicksontheright.com, and I ended it by saying, clearly, karma is at work. A whole lot of karma. Mm-hmm. $8.4 million worth.
Yeah. God bless him.
Oh, it was such a good,
you know, and God bless
story.
And God bless his family. And you know, I hope that his wife buys some shorts with that money. I hope
and
that
wears
she,
them proudly.
Yeah, I hope that she does. You know.
By the way, if you're not already watching our Facebook Live videos in the mornings from 7:30 to 8-ish every day Eastern weekdays about when we do them.
About,
you should be
about when we do that,
because these are the kinds of stories that we get to tell.
Mock sometimes wears shorts.
Sometimes I do.
Sometimes she does.
You should also be subscribing to this podcast.
Yeah,
why
should.
Are you not doing that?
We have a lot of good ones too. Listen, during this time, this whole pandemic time, I know people are like locked in their houses. They're like, I've already watched all of Netflix. I have nothing left to watch.
I'm done with the internet.
I'm done with it all. Okay, well then binge listen to our entire podcast. We have a lot of stuff out there. A lot of great content. You should listen to it.
Mm-hmm. You know who listens to it is EZJC.
Yeah, he does.
Who wrote, I don't know if it's a girl or a guy.
Yeah, she does.
That person actually took the time, which we so appreciate, to leave a comment on the iTunes podcast platform. We so appreciate anytime you leave a review or a comment. That really helps us. And EZJC wrote that we are the highlight of their day.
I love that.
They said, I live in Nashville, and I don't remember how I came across the podcast, but I'm so grateful that I did. Listening to your beautiful, intelligent, and humorous voices always makes me smile or laugh out loud.
I love Nashville.
Me too. That's the home of Draper James.
So awesome. We love Nashville.
I look forward to hearing your opinions on the daily news, as well as the sex robots, Mock's chinism, and all the things.
All the things. We actually did Mike Huckabee's show in Nashville. You can look that up on YouTube.
Yeah,
well.
That's right. Mm-hmm. They went on to say, politics can be such a negative and angry topic, but the two of you pull off making it fun, which is so important in this crazy world. Keep up the great work and never stop.
I love that.
And
that's
we
fantastic. Yeah. And we're on all the places. So go check us out at Instagram and Twitter at Chicks on Right. We have a Facebook page when Mark Zuckerberg is not trying to squelch us. He is
right now he's making us look so wide.
He is.
I don't know what that's about.
I don't know. He's from the planet Gleeborg 9. He's just an alien, that guy. But he's constantly trying to make us look bad and trying to change everything. But when you can find us on Facebook, do it there.
Yeah.
There are lots of other people out there with us. We have a group too on Facebook, Chicks on the Right. And our website, chicksontheright.com. And where else?
Well, if you can't get enough of this podcast, you might also check us out on our regular radio show, which is every weekday morning from 9 to 11 on WIBC.com.
You guys have a fantastic week. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.